Blog Talk Radio.
Shakespeare, and you are here live in the studio with me. Praise the Lamb of God on this glorious, wonderful, beautiful Friday morning, noonday here in the state of Michigan in Eastern time zone. We praise God for all that He is, all that He does, and all that He is doing in our lives today. Boy, oh boy, what a time we had on last night. Praise the Lamb of God, and I know to many, praise the Lamb of God, you might not feel the way I felt, praise God, as the Lord was speaking to me on last night, and I was bringing the word of God forth. Boy, I tell you, people of God, the Lord is awesome in all His ways, praise the Lamb of God. The Lord is awesome in all His ways, and I'm telling you, the weight of His glory, as He called me into prayer. And I tell you, I can count on one hand the number of times that God has called me into prayer, praise the Lamb of God. And as He called me into prayer, Boy, you know, I was kind of, I don't know, feeling awed by the summons and not knowing what it was about. And as I went into prayer and trying to, you know, go through the steps as well as I know it, and nothing could seemingly bring me into that atmosphere that I thought I had to get into. And at one point, I just relaxed and I just worshiped and just gave my heart and soul, rededicated my mind and heart and everything to the Lord as his servant, as his son, as his messenger. And then the Lord spoke, praise the Lamb of God. And many of you who are not where I'm at may not understand, praise the Lamb of God, that when this happened, it does two things to me at the same time. It's a double whammy, as they say, and that is it drained me, praise the Lamb of God. But then in my physical man was feeling tired, but my spiritual man was on a high. And delivering the word last night was a somewhat of a burden to me, because that type of word that I relayed on the page that we'll talk about a little bit more later on in the show that I posted last night, of course, brings sadness to me. I have mixed emotions about it, because I am human. I am a person in the earth realm with loved ones and friends and things of this nature all over the country and across the world. And when God speaks like this, it causes me to tremble at what the possibilities are and who could be targeted as the Lord sweeps across our nation, praise the Lamb of God, to bring us back to him, people of God. And my word, it may be seem new and like phenomenal to others, but to those of us who study the word of God and are students of the Bible, we will gladly say that, well, not gladly, but readily say that this is the process in which the scripture shows us, praise the Lamb of God, that God uses in order to bring his people to him or back to him, praise the Lamb of God, and then he reestablishes and causes them to prosper, praise the Lamb. And I just hope and pray that our lives are in order for the move of God and what he's about to do in our nation, in our world, praise the Lamb of God, and that we are really sincerely pressing into the Lord so that we can receive all that God has for us in this hour, you know, as it relates to the destruction and the violence in the streets and the deaths. When God gave me this word, it's there on the page I posted last night. When he gave me this word, people of God, let me tell you something. It's as if when he speak, I see what he's saying while he's speaking, and the casualties are just too many to count as you look and see what God is doing. And when he started talking about behind the closed doors of, my God, the wickedness of what's going on behind closed doors, my God in heaven, the rejoicing over death, the suffering of people. But if you only knew, my God, I'm not going to go into it that deep, especially we're just coming on the air, but I just want to express the weight of God's glory and presence that's been on me, praise the Lamb of God, since that time. And then, you know, I had an attack of the enemy last night, backlash, which was expected, you know, and about 4 o'clock this morning. I'm up and I'm like somebody's choking me and I'm gagging and this, that, and another. People of God, this is real. This spiritual warfare, praise the Lamb of God, is so real. And we must come to a place, praise the Lamb of God, to know that if we do not engage the enemy, praise the Lamb of God, the enemy will engage us. Yes, Lord, praise the Lamb of God. Oh, boy, I think, let me see, we have callers here. Let's see who is in queue. 832, I'm coming to you. Erico 773, your mic is hot.
God bless you this morning, Apostle.
Prophet Daryl Saunders, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
Man, I am after all I went through last night, let me tell you, sir, I still have joy. I still have, you know, that wonderful presence of God is still on me. His hand is still upon me, and I'm still excited about God. Hallelujah. But that warfare this morning was something else, man. I tell you, I was gagging and I was coughing. I couldn't stop. You know, I had to bring myself to a place of prayer in the spirit realm to halt the onslaught of the enemy, and as well as take some, some cold tablets and stuff, and, you know, to bring that cough under subjection there before I could get some more sleep. Man of God, tell me something, man. Talk to me. You heard the word. I texted to many of my prophetic friends that I didn't know was on the page. You are one of them, man of God. What you have to say to me today? Praise the Lamb of God. Speak, man.
Well, you know, I just, my heart got real heavy.
Yeah, that's what happened to me. Yeah.
My heart and my spirit got real heavy, all because, see, I know a lot of people that, you know, they're possessing with their, they're confessing with their mouth, but they're not possessing with their lifestyle. You know, they get still being whores and, you know, being, you know, as we've been talking about, not using their gifts and, you know, being judgmental, not sharing and not helping the people. You know, they'd rather condemn them to hell, but yet tell them there's a way out of hell. And, you know, when Jesus had, my mind had went a different way. I mean, it just went, you know, just went there. So my mind said, if Jesus gave us a way of escape, us that are in fleshly mortal bodies, why we can't give the world a way of escape? But we think it's all about the born again, about the believers, the saints. But it's really about those that are lost. Because Jesus said he came for those which that were lost and afflicted and inflicted in their bodies, or, you know, just lost in the world. And we just get so caught up in our religious ways to where God is tired of us. It's not that he's tired of the world, but he's tired of the church not doing what he has told them to do.
Truly. Man, you know, you're so on point, because in the conversation with the Lord on last night, when the Lord called me into his presence, and, you know, I went through this process of really piercing the atmosphere and getting in that place so that I could hear God clearly and knowing, you know, without a shadow of doubt that it was the Lord. In that conversation, praise the Lamb of God, is exactly what the Lord was speaking concerning idleness, the manipulation of the church, and how we have not yet moved to the place where God wants us to, because of our own selfishness and the way that we have put people in this spiritual bondage. Not allowing them to be delivered, it's sort of like, you know, the 12-step program, when you go to AA and stuff like that, they tell you there's never a cure. Well, they don't want it to be a cure because of the funding that they get. If you could get there and be totally cured and come out, you know, after they take you through the program. But you call Jesus a lie. You call God a lie if you said there is no deliverance for you. You call God a lie when you allow his power to be in you and then do not utilize that power, praise the Lamb of God, for the deliverance of his people. When his spirit comes over us over and over and over again and people are still in bondage, then something is wrong with the trajectory that's set in place as it relates to the knowledge of the truth, praise the Lamb of God, and placing a demand on the anointing, praise the Lamb of God, that God has placed upon our lives. You know, the word of God brings Christ to us, first of all, into the world as a Savior, praise the Lamb of God. And that word save, praise the Lamb, and salvation means deliverance. And we cannot, praise the Lamb of God, allow people to remain, praise the Lamb of God, in a bondage just so, praise the Lamb of God, we can keep hands on them like we are a program that's constantly saying, you know, we use the analogy, the church is a hospital, this, that, and that. And I say all the time, yeah, the church is a hospital, but you're not supposed to stay in intensive care all while you're there. You know, the church is a hospital, but at some point you're supposed to get off this medication you're on. You're not supposed to just take the drug, you know, and just keep taking the drug and keep taking the drug. Not in the hospital of God. If you're in the hospital of God, you're there to get whole.
My Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And so when it comes to the judgment, you know, that comes to the house of God, praise the Lamb of God. Now, we have seen, people of God, that, you know, God does not all time spare, praise the Lamb of God, even that we call his house, his worship places. We have seen, and when it comes down to hurricanes, tornadoes, and what have you, churches are flattened. We have seen lightning hit church buildings, burning them to the ground, things of that nature. You know, you look through history, and you will see that, praise the Lamb of God. We've seen destruction and what have you on the forefront. So we must understand that God is looking for people who have his heart, praise the Lamb of God, and that the blood of Jesus is on the doorpost of their hearts, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, praise God, who have a godly conscience, who are living the way that God would have them to live. Those are people that God desired to use in this season, people of God. And we must come to the place of understanding that. But it is a wake-up call to knowing that we must pray for our country. We must pray for our churches. We must pray for our leadership. And then, brothers and sisters, praise the Lamb of God, we must pray for our young people. I am so burdened with our young people, praise the Lamb of God, of all nationalities. Praise God, this suicide demon, praise the Lamb of God, this demon, praise the Lamb of God, of death that is running rampant and hounding our young people, praise the Lamb of God, like a mad dog, devouring them in the streets and polluting their minds and causing them to think that love, praise the Lamb of God, is about an individual that you are attached to, and you give them your heart, your soul, your mind, your body, your money, your everything, to the extent that if they disconnect with you, you lose your mind. This is a demon. That is not the love of God. And we must pray against that spirit. Praise the Lamb of God, looking for love in all the wrong places. We must pray against that spirit. Let me open this mic, praise the Lord. This lady has been in queue a long time, this person. Erico 832. Let me see. Give me a second. It's trying to open your mic. It's doing it. Praise the Lamb of God. Erico 3832. It's not, for some reason, having difficulty opening that mic. Let me try it another way. Wow. Stuck. It's on jam. Praise God. You are jam. Can you hear me, Prophet Darrell?
Yes, sir, Apostle.
Yeah, I just want to make sure I'm still in queue here because this lady's mic. Okay, let me see. Nope, it jumped back into the other one. I'm trying it again. Let's see where it goes. There we are. 832 area code. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Prophet.
All right, Stephen. How you doing today?
Good. Hey, I'm trusting God with my case as much as I can. It's just that I just really am tired and aggravated with it for going on so long. And I'm asking God for guidance come Monday and what's going to happen, because I've been praying that the district attorney is going to read those CPS files, because this thing would have been over if she would have read them. So I'm asking God that either she reads those files like she's supposed to, or he blesses her and moves her out of there. That is my prayer, is that she will read those files before Monday.
Why don't you just ask God to let his will be done, and you relax in God and let him do what he does, and that is be God? Why are you trying to direct God's hand? Don't direct God's hand.
Yeah,
relax,
I guess I'm just...
and let the Lord do what he does. The Lord has been with you all through this trial. Now just relax, young man, and don't allow yourself to get on edge and itchy and anxious. The Bible tells you to be anxious for nothing. Just be cool, man, and let God do what God is doing for you. You don't know how God wants this to turn out. This may turn out in a big countersuit, and you walk away with $1 million. You don't know what God is doing. Just let God be God, and don't put pressure on God. You can't do it anyway. It don't work.
Right.
Because if you ask Prophet Darrell right now, he'll tell you, you're going to have to learn how to wait. We should have a song like that, didn't we, Prophet Darrell? You can't hurry God. You're going to have to learn how to wait. You can't rush. You cannot direct the hand of the Almighty through your process. All you can do is to ask the Lord to do what he's been doing, and that is working this out in your favor. And it will come out in your favor. God has already spoken on this. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't allow your irritation to be an irritation to God or to his spirit. Just trust him and praise him through it, and you're going to be
fine. Amen.
Can I tell you something? Can I tell us something, Apostle?
Man, you got the mic.
I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, if you can trust me for the little foxes, why you can't trust me for this big old bear? In other words, if you can trust me for the little small things, why you just can't trust me for the little things? I mean, for the big things. And it's really not a big thing.
I guess
I was talking to this young lady this morning.
Maybe the enemy's confusing me.
But it's a molehill. And we often tell God to give us strength to climb the mountain when he gave us the very power to speak to that mountain. He said, if you would trust him through this, don't worry about it. He said, live your life. He said, live your life. Don't even worry about that no more. He said he got that all under control. He said if you would just live, he'll work that out. It's all, matter of fact, it's already been worked out. He said just live like you already got the victory.
Okay.
You know, I'm very serious about this too, brother. I just opened while Prophet Darrell was talking to you. I just opened my morning devotion because I didn't get a chance to read it. Can I read it to you? It's only about 5 words. Can I read it to you? It says, in waiting, I waited for the Lord. That's all my morning devotion says. Psalms 40, 1 through 6. I know it's more words than that in those 6 verses, but that's all it drew out. In waiting, I waited for the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. I believe that's the word of the Lord for you today.
Yeah. I think the enemy has got me worried about, you know, because I've told God I don't want to go to a trial. I don't want a trial. I just want this thing to be dismissed and thrown out like he's promised. And I feel like the enemy is waving this thing in front of my face like a carrot. And I know God's promise that there wouldn't be a trial. It just,
did God,
you know,
promise
you? It's me.
God promised you?
Yeah.
Can God lie?
No.
All right, then you tell the enemy to go wave it in front of God's face. Tell him to get it out of you. Why is he in your face? I'm going to tell you why he's in your face, because you're not in your prayer closet. Now, you know, I'm a truthful kind of guy, and I just, sometimes I sound blatant, and I don't mean to be abusive or abrasive in what I say. And, I know I got a strong kind of deep voice, and my daughters and them been telling me about that for years, but I just say what I say. And what I'm saying to you in love is that, if you neglect your time with God, your faith is going to diminish, and Satan is going to be able to wave carrots in front of you all day. If you keep yourself in the secret place under the shadow of the wings of the Almighty, Satan can't come in there because you're under the force field. If you get in the Word of God and get in your prayer closet, when you call in, you'll be calling in to strengthen us. You'll be calling in telling us how good God is and what God is doing. You're only looking at one side of this. You're looking to the finish line and everything before the finish line. You can't even see the process. And that's maybe why this is going on so long with them, Prophet Darrell, because sometimes when you can't see the process, God make you keep going around in a mulberry bush a merry-go-round until you see the trees, until you see the flowers, until you see, praise the Lamb of God, just how good God has been to you in this process. You need to see all of it and stop looking at the finishing line saying, this is what I want, this is what I want, this is what I want. No, see what God has done for you so that you'll be able to minister to others in the future. Father in heaven, we thank you for Stephen again today. We bless you for, hallelujah, his life living, and we give you praise, hallelujah, that victory is in view, and that you, Almighty God, hallelujah, have already spoken, hallelujah, and we ask for nothing more than what you have already spoken, praise the Lamb of God, which is victory. I thank you for this young man, Father. I thank you that his life, praise the Lamb of God, and his destiny is in you. I understand, Father, hallelujah, the youthfulness of his heart and the youthfulness of his life experiences. But I know that you have him on an accelerated course, hallelujah, to bring him into the prophetic realm where he's supposed to be operating, Father, praise the Lamb of God, that he might be a blessing to others. So now I speak, Father, hallelujah, that you receive glory out of this. Hallelujah, even as he received the victory and the praise, but you, Father, receive the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. And as you are glorified, Father, then, God, allow him, hallelujah, to walk with his hands in the air, knowing that nobody did this for him but the Lord God Almighty. In Jesus' name we pray, and we thank you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right, brother, you be blessed, man.
Okay.
All right, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All right, people of God, we thank God for Stephen, who was called in. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God. Sometimes even in our prayer thing here, praise the Lamb of God, that we're praying for people, praise God, we must come to the place of understanding that there's sometimes some things we must do, and there's sometimes some things that we need, praise the Lamb of God, in order to come into the place of blessedness, praise the Lamb of God. And when you slip out of your prayer place, praise the Lamb of God, do you know the Prophet Darrell, I've been in church and ministry practically all my life. I've been in church and ministry practically all my life, some kind of way. I was reading the Bible in the Israelite Bible class on the South Side over on State Street 48th and State, where my father took us when we were kids. That's the first church I can remember basically going to, that my father took us there, and they were more like, sabbatical believers. Praise the Lamb of God. And they only believed the Old Testament. They believed in the coming of Messiah. and what have you. But I was too young to know if they believed in Jesus. All I know is at a very young age, I was up reading the Bible, sitting in the pulpit, and I, you know, the way that the minister, you know, would exhort the scriptures would be through a narrative process. So he would have someone reading, and once you'd be reading, then he'd say stop, and then he would talk, and then read. Blah, blah, blah. And you never. I was the reader. I turned out to be the reader. Other words, it was something that God used me that way when I was a little kid. Then I started. I remember going to Bible class. Sunday school next door to my house at a Primitive Baptist church on the right side of the house where we lived. There was a church there. So we went to Sunday school and stuff there when we didn't go with Daddy. We went to Sunday school and stuff there. Then I wound up joining the church at the age of 14 on the left side of the house. You know how it is in Chicago. The storefront churches all up and down the blocks. So I joined on the other side of me and was baptized there and started teach Sunday school, junior deacon, this, that, another, and into the ministry. But this is what I'm saying. Out of all these years, and hear me good, brothers and sisters, of my life, that I have been in church, preaching, ministering, one thing I'll tell you that I've learned, if you do not stay in your prayer place, in your prayer posture, with genuine prayer, and studying the word of God, do y'all hear me every day talking about my daily devotion and my meditation? Still at my age in ministry, Satan is able to wave a carrot in front of my face. Still, with all of my years of ministry, I can slip and fall. Still, in all of my years in ministry and preaching and laying hands and prophesying thereof, I still have to call on God every day of my life. I still got to get out of the bed acknowledging him. I still have to acknowledge the Holy Ghost. I still have to call on his name. And brothers and sisters, don't think you're going to make it without it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You need God's blessed covering every day. You need your jacket of new mercy every day. You need your favor refreshed every day. You need God's guidance, God's directions, and his blood covering. When you come out and you stop, praise the Lamb of God, and you neglect it, I promise you, Satan coming to talk to you. He's coming to talk to you, praise the Lamb of God. He's coming to visit you. He's coming to show you, praise the Lamb of God, that you ain't all of that in a bag of potato chips. He's coming, praise the Lamb of God, to weaken you, to bend you down, to break you down. And before you know it, if you don't watch out, you'll be moonwalking. You'll be in a backslidden condition. Praise. This is an everyday pressing. This is an everyday pressing towards the mark. All of these years, do I feel like I have obtained? No, I don't. But this one thing I do, I forget the things that's behind me. Praise the Lamb of God. And I press towards the mark of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Yes, Lord, yes, I do. Praise the Lamb. Let's get some more prayer going here. Praise the Lamb of God. Where's our intercessor? I need some intercessors to cue in now. Push one on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's prayer time, people. Yeah, there's one. Praise the Lamb of God. I think that's the head honcho here. Praise the Lamb of God. Denise, is this you?
Yes, Prophet, it's me. How are
you?
No,
that's 240. That's got to be that D.C. area. Praise the Lamb of God. Here's another one, I think. This is my daughter. Praise the Lamb of God. Sylvia, is this you?
Yes, Prophet.
Time to learn the area codes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. To our daughters is in queue already. People of God, let me tell you something. Praise the Lamb. We must pray now. I'm telling you, our world is messed up. Praise watching CNN is almost one of the most depressing things you can almost do. Praise the Lamb of God. If you sit and watch it long enough and pay attention at all of the stuff that's going on, boy, oh boy, I tell you, just looking over at Egypt, you believe, praise the Lamb of God, in 2013, it looks as though, praise the Lamb of God, you're looking at something out of a scene of an old war movie, of something that they'd have made up in Hollywood, of people in the streets, violence everywhere, Beirut. Telling you, you look over in Russia at the violence that's going on over there, the arrest, at the protests concerning homosexuality. You just look around the globe, and then as what's going on in our streets and in our government, the manipulations of government, the lies that's being exposed, this, that, and another. Brothers and sisters, we are living in a sad time. Praise the Lamb of God. And those of us who want to be blind to it, you're blind to what God is doing in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. And you must wake up to this. You must wake up to this knowing, praise the Lamb of God, that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Prayers of the righteous availeth much. That God hears our cries and he's expecting us. Praise the Lamb of God to stand in the gap. Hallelujah. In this season. Praise the Lord. Denise, what's on your heart today, daughter?
Prophet, it's a lot that's on my heart, but I would say, as you spoke to the young people, I commented on the post and said that, you know, what you were speaking is so true, because sometimes we think that we have obtained a spiritual stance that we don't have to go to God every day. God must be first and the center of our lives, because when we stand on anything else, it's a faulty sense of security.
Yes.
And that's when pride and arrogance come in, and it causes us to be puffed up. The one thing that I would say to my brother is trust in the Lord with all your heart. You can keep saying what you want to say. If the Lord is telling you that he's going to handle the situation, trust and believe that he will handle it. There is something he must learn in this season, because then there is something else that will happen that will bring him back to the same place and time that he's in. So he has to get some things settled first with God and then within himself. And he has to understand that if the enemy keeps bringing something back, the enemy is too high up. The enemy belongs under our feet. He doesn't belong in us. So he needs to put it back under his feet. He needs to take the authority in which God has given him and put the enemy back under his feet. Because if not, we're always in a war. And when comes, and the word says that the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. But God said that he came that we may have life, not just to exist, but to have the abundant life. So are we really living in the abundant life if we're always in the midst of a struggle? We're struggling with our flesh. We're not, whatever we're feeding is going to be stronger. So what it says to me, his flesh is feeding his spirit, so his flesh is stronger. He needs to get in the Word, just like you said. He needs to get in the Word.
Yes. Hallelujah. I thank you. I thank you, Denise, for your comment on that. And, you know, and I don't know if he's listening, because his number drops. He comes on, he gets that inspiration and that guidance, and then he's gone. But, you know, I have been ministering to him for over a year or so. Praise the Lamb of God off and on as he calls in. But I want to say that your words are precise and right. Praise the Lamb. Sylvia, what's going on in your land, girl? What you hearing as we getting ready to pray here? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Prophet, mine would be our children. My heart is just always tender towards our children. And our people just not realizing who they are and who they belong to. and that God so loved them. I, you know, see people in, you know, I never pay attention to movies of walking zombies or any of that, but to sit down and see our people walking around lost and not knowing, you know, that there is hope for them, that breaks my heart.
My God, I agree. Praise God. Why don't you lead us in prayer for them? And then, you know, I got another assignment for Denise, but why don't you lead us in prayer? And let's pray for our youth right now, because that's been on my heart also. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah,
okay.
God.
Okay.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Thank you. Thank
praise
you,
the Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, we just come before
Hallelujah.
Your presence, God. Just thanking you, God, for another
prayer.
Day, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, that it's none like you, Lord. Oh, Father, we thank you for your children, oh, God.
Hallelujah,
we lift
God.
Them up before you, God. For you created them, Lord. You planted them in our wombs, oh, God. Oh, Father, so we know, God, that your hand is on them, God. We know, God, it's your desire to use them for the kingdom, God. Oh, Father, we bind up every trick and plan of the enemy, oh, God. As our children go back to school this year, Lord. Oh, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over them, oh, God. Over their homes, God. Over their transportation to and from the school, God. Over the school and every inch of the ground of the school, oh, God. Over the faculty, oh, God. Oh, God, send your angels to encamp around them, God. Keep them, oh, God. Keep their minds, oh, God. Oh, God, cover them, oh, God, with your shield of protection, God. Oh, Father, we thank you now, God, that
yes,
you are,
Lord.
God, all by yourself, God. We thank you, Lord, that we look to you, oh, God, for whence comes our help, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, that we don't call on man, oh, God, but we
yes.
look to you, oh, God. The author and finisher of our faith, oh, God. Oh, God, we call down heaven, oh, God, to intervene on earth, oh, God. Thy will be done, God, on earth, Father, as it is in heaven, oh, God. Oh, God, thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. We shall not lose your children, God, to any senseless death, oh, God. They shall be teachable, God. They shall have teachable spirits, oh, God. Oh, Father, begin to minister to them, God, in the midnight hour, God, and remind them, God, that they belong to you, oh, God. Remind them, Lord, that they'll just call out to you, oh, Lord, that you would hear, God. Oh, God, we thank you for your seed, oh, God. Oh, God, thank you for the righteous seed that's coming forth, oh, God, in the land, oh, God. Oh, God, thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, that change is coming, God. Hallelujah, God. Glory to your name, Father. Hallelujah, Lord. You know them child by child, God, name by name, God. How many hairs are on their head, oh, God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord, for turning it around. Oh, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for your saints that are praying, oh, God. Thank you, Lord, for those that come before your presence, oh, God, not on selfish needs, oh, God, but on behalf of the land, oh, God. For you said in your word, God, that if we will humble ourselves, oh, God, and seek your face, God, and turn from our wicked ways, oh, God, you would heal the land, God. So, Father, we stand in the gap, God, calling on you to heal the land, oh, God, that our seed will not be lost, oh, God. It will not be a lost generation, oh, God. Oh, God, they will serve you, God. Oh, God, we thank you now, God, for every promise of your word, God. For you said, God, heaven and earth shall pass away, God, but your word shall remain, God. So, Father, we stand on your word, oh, God, knowing that it will not fall to the ground, knowing that it shall produce, oh, God, what you called it to produce, God. So, Father, we thank you now, God, in the sweet name of Jesus. Hallelujah to your name. And we declare victory, O God, in the land, O God. Victory over every child, O God. O God, victory, O God, in the sweet name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we give you the glory, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
My God, my God, my God. Thank you, God, for your presence today. Hallelujah, God. Your spirits. Glory, God, for giving. Look today, Father. Brother Ambrose. Under the young man is all in God. The strength of the Father has failed, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The counsel of the mother is withered. Father, look today. Under on our youth, God. Yes, God. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Snatch them as branches from eternal burning, Father. Under out of the house sin, under out of the streets of destruction, Father. Call our children forth, Father. Under because they are the seed of the righteous, O God. Cover our children in the blood, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Our sons and daughters. Our sons and daughters, Father, under the rule shall they belong to you. They are your servants, God. They are your servants, God. Under the rule, thank you, Jesus. We give your name praise today. We give your name honor today. We give your name glory today, Father. Under the, thank you, Jesus. We rebuke every spirit, O God, that comes to pervert our children. We rebuke it now. We rebuke it now, Father. We look in the face of Satan and say, you can't have our children. You can't have our sons and daughters. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you. The blood of a risen Savior. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, for victory belongs to you. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Under Rabohoshatai. Our God, my God in heaven. People of God, just as I open my eyes, I look on the screen of the CNN, and in seven countries, the death penalty has been imposed on gay people. The death penalty has been imposed on gay people in seven different countries.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. Oh, even while we were praying, people of God, hallelujah, my God in heaven, my God in heaven, oh, Jesus, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God. Denise, why don't you praise the Lamb of God, continue in prayer, praying for our churches, our nation, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And I know heavy on you is our government. You living in D.C. right there, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. I pray, hallelujah, that the Lord will strengthen you and the ministry there, hallelujah, that Bishop, hallelujah, Michael Kersey, you know, I know your pastor, praise, I'm just, oh, my God, this is just so shocking to me. Such barbaric ways are being imposed. Hallelujah. No counseling, nothing. Just kill people. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Have mercy, Lord, in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Denise, lead us. Come on, daughter. I just go ahead, girl. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name.
Father, it is in your precious name that we come, Lord God. God, we come to acknowledge your sovereignty, O God. God, we come to acknowledge your grace and your mercy, Lord God. God, we come to lift up this nation before you, O God. God, you said in your word in Isaiah 51:8 that we're to cry loud and spare not, Lord God. God, as you and look at America, Lord God. God, we are becoming a city of ruins, Lord God. God, a nation of ruins, Lord God. God, we have become a nation that's been arrogant and puffed out, Lord God. God, we have allowed pride to lead us, Lord God. God, we have legislated and made laws out of us. Sin, oh God. God, we come repenting today, Lord God. God, we ask, oh God, God, that you will turn our hearts back to you, Lord God. God,
yes,
that we
Lord.
Will stand under your umbrella, Lord God. God, that we will stand under the judgment and the weight of our sin, Lord God. God, we
God, that Jesus the Christ, Lord God, God came, Lord God, God, to bring us back into right relationship with you, Lord God. God, we have allowed our government, Lord God, God, our religious leaders, Lord God, God, to stand for things that are unconstitutional, Lord God, God, to stand for things that are abomination to what you have spoken, Lord God. God, we are becoming a modern day Solomon and Gomorrah, Lord God. God, and we repent today, Lord God. God, we become lovers of the men, Lord God. God, and lovers of money, Lord God. God, we turned away from your truth, Lord God. God, commandments, Lord God. God, when we fall on our knees, Lord God. God, we fall on our face, Lord God. God, you, Lord God. God, to forgive us, Lord God. God, we sin against you and you alone, oh God. God, we're doing what is evil in your sight, Lord God. God, we're bringing shame, Lord God. God, we're calling for right and right and wrong, Lord God. God, we are so sorry today, Lord God. God, we lift up President Barack Obama, oh God. God, we don't know what his religious beliefs are, Lord God. God, but you know, Lord God. God, we pray, Lord God. God, that you will turn his face to the wall, Lord God. God, that he will begin to pray, to seek you and your direction, Lord God. God, we understand that he's the president for all people, Lord God. God, but we ask for integrity, Lord God. God, humility, Lord God. God, that he will stand in tenacity, Lord God. God, that he will not be persuaded, Lord God. God, to go with the majority, Lord God. God, but to go under the unction of the Holy Ghost, Lord God. God, and stand for what you have deemed to be right, oh God. God, we come, Lord God. God, I seek for mercy, Lord God. God, mercy over judgment, Lord God. God, that you will save him, Lord God. God, and the world will see the change that you are bringing about in him, Lord God. God, we pray for his wife, Lord God. God, who is to be the intercessor, Lord God. God, in the White House, God. That she will lay her hands on him, Lord God. God, and she will speak what thus says the Lord, oh God. Father, she will pray for him without ceasing, Lord God. God, we cover him in the blood, Lord God. God, we place a wall of fire, Lord God. God, around President Obama today, Lord God. God, we pray for Holy Ghost boldness, Lord God. God, we pray for bold faith, Lord God. God, that as he that's you, Lord God. God, that he won't put his religion in the closet, oh God. God, but he'll stand for holy, right standards, Lord God. God, we pray, Lord God. God, against the weapons that have been formed against him, Lord God. God, we pray for Vice President Dynamo, God. God, we pray a hedge of protection around him, Lord God. God, that they will no longer, Lord God. God, to be able, Lord God. God, to build, Lord God. God, that will diminish your people, Lord God. God, but this is the principles and the American people is that we are one nation under God, oh God. God, bring us to alignment and unity, oh God. God, bring us to our knees, Lord God, as a corporate nation, Lord God. God, that your religious leaders, Lord God, God will take their rightful place and stand up for the truth, Lord God. God, of what you've appointed them to do, Lord God. God, and for that we say yes, thank you, Lord God. We pray for senators and congressmen, oh God. God, and congresswomen, Lord God. God, that they will stand up and be who you have called them to be, Lord God. God, understand, Lord God. God, that nothing happens, Lord God. God, without you first revealing it to your servants, the prophets, Lord God. God, we pray, Lord God. God, that the prophets will get in their place, Lord God. God, we pray for intercessors, Lord God. God, to get in their place, Lord God. God, because you put before us an open door, oh God. God, and the door can lead to great success. God. God, that you're pouring your blood, the blood, the blood
yes.
of Jesus, Lord God. God is on the White House, on the House of Representatives, Lord God. God, on the Senate House, Lord God. God, on the House of Congress, Lord God. God, innocent blood, Lord God. God, which was the blood of Jesus, Lord God. God is crying out, Lord God. God, for mercy, Lord God. And we declare mercy, Lord God. God, we declare mercy, Lord God. God, that you will turn the hand, Lord God. God, that you will release the Issachar's anointing, Lord God. God, that your religious leaders, Lord God. God, those that have been appointed and ordained by you, Lord God. God, will begin to rise up, Lord God. God, and take their rightful place, Lord God. God, speaking and teaching and preaching the truth of your word, Lord God. God, that there will no longer be a compromise in the body of Christ, Lord God. God, but we will stand for your word, Lord God. God, that which was written in the Bible, Lord God. God, that we will no longer water down your word, oh God. God, but we will speak it in truth and in love, Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God. God, for the authority that you've given us, Lord God. God, that we can dismantle, Lord God. God, the strongholds of the enemy, oh God. God, we dismantle, we sever, we break a nail in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we ask you, Lord God, to go to these seven countries, Lord God. God, that's persecuting, Lord God. God, that has brought a judgment, Lord God. God, on the gay population of death, Lord God. God, we understand that the wages of sin is death, Lord God. God, but we pray for mercy, Lord God. God, that the word will be preached, Lord God. God, and they will be delivered, Lord God. God, healed and set free, Lord God. God, before we condemn, Lord God, God, let us understand, Lord God, God, where people have been, Lord God, God, that caused them to live in a perverse life, Lord God. God, we come to dismantle the spirit of perversion and lust, oh God. God, we come to break it now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, we pray, Lord God, God, that you will begin to loose your holiness, Lord God. God, over this nation, Lord God. God, that you, Lord God, will get the glory, the honor, and the praise, oh God. God, that we will give you worship, Lord God. God, because you deserve all of our worship, Lord God. God, we come to worship you in spirit and in truth, oh God. We come, Lord God. God, lifting up this 50th anniversary march to you, Lord God. God, that would that many will participate in, Lord God. God, on August 24th, Lord God. God, we pray, Lord God. God, that you will reveal the hidden plan of the enemy, oh God. God, that you will dismantle, Lord God. God, the destruction and the distraction, Lord God. God, that the enemy will try to come in and infiltrate, Lord God. God, that they will stand for the justice, Lord God. God, of who you are, Lord God. God, of what you've spoken, Lord God. God, 50-something years ago, Lord God. God, when you released it through your prophet, Lord God. God, Martin Luther King Jr., oh God. God, we pray today, Lord God. God, that the words of that man will stand, Lord God. God, and we will stand in unity, Lord God. God, in humility, Lord God. God, that we won't look at the color of people's skin, Lord God. God, but we will see the conscience of their heart, Lord God. God, the heart that's after you, Lord God. God, and for that, we tell you thank you, Lord God. God, we pray, Lord God, that you, Lord God, would get the glory, Lord God. God, we pray, Lord God. God, that you will get the honor, Lord God. God, we pray, Lord God. God, that you will be glorified in all things, Lord God. God, that you, Lord God, God, will be able, Lord God, God, to move by your spirit, Lord God. God, we ask that you release the prophetical winds, Lord God. God, that will shift man-made plans, Lord God. God, but the plans of the Holy Ghost, Lord God. God, that prevail, Lord God. God, that as you release your warring angels, the war over the fields, Lord God. God, where many will come and stand, Lord God. God, you, Lord God. God, that they will hear your voice, Lord God.
God, that we will come, Lord God, on one accord, Lord God. God, not with hatred in our hearts, Lord God. God, but for the love of Jesus, Lord God. God, don't be released, Lord God. Unity, Lord God. God, will go forth, Lord God. God, that there will be a conversion, Lord God. God, unto the truth, that the truth will be revealed, Lord God. God, that you will cut away, Lord God. God, the scales that are on the people's eyes, Lord God. God, that they will see you, Lord God. God, that you will cut away, Lord God. God, those things that clogs our spiritual ears up, Lord God. God, that we will hear in the Spirit, Lord God, God, like never before, Lord God, God, that we will walk on the behalf of you, Lord God, God, and for that we say yes, thank you, Lord God, God, we bless you for how you're going to move, oh God, God, we bless you, Lord God, God, and we expect a turnaround, Lord God, God, a shifting in the matter, Lord God, God, because you are God, and besides you, there is no other, Lord God. God, we give you honor, we give you praise, and we give you glory. It is in your blessed name that we pray and seal this prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus,
amen.
Thank you, Carla. Women of God, how grateful I am just to have both of you here praying with us and for us today. My God, praise the Lamb of God. Since I've been, you guys have been praying, praise God. We've been here, praise God. The Prophetess Kava out of Buffalo, New York, Apostle Prophetess Kava and McCoy, and those have been responding to the prophetic word that was on the post, posted last night, and all standing in agreement. Prophet Malcolm and many others, and hallelujah, boy, it's just a heavy, heavy weight in the spirit realm of those of us who are prophets and prophetess who know our God. And brothers and sisters, I just can't overemphasize what the Lord was speaking last night as it relates to his heart. As he called me into his presence and revealed to me that the wickedness and the ignoring of warnings of all that he has done to get the attention of government, to get the attention of our leaders on every level, social, silver, spiritual, and to cause people to turn their hearts to him and recognize who he is. I mean, when we sing songs like, he is the air I breathe, he is that, brothers and sisters. He is the very air you breathe. And he is the piece of bread that you're eating for lunch. He is all of that and everything else that is about you. And when we ignore God, when we try to manipulate his policies so that we can gain our ways, when we don't care anything about the poor, the needy, the helpless, the hurting, the lost, when our agenda changes from the agenda that he purchased with his blood, he purchased the agenda with his blood, so that people could come into covenant with him and have relationship with him. And when we distort the covenant relationship, when we ignore the fact that he did it, when we ignore what he has done and we give praise to men, when he sees the worship of people over the Creator, when he sees accolades and praises being given to men for things that they do, running in races, boxing matches, basketball games, baseball games, and all of these stars that we have brought to the forefront for our children to admire, for our children to pattern after, that keep falling right in front of our faces through immoralities and things of this nature. And yet we support them and what have you, and don't give God praise and honor on the level that he deserves. Brothers and sisters, I tell you, I can understand the sadness of God's heart. I can understand, praise the Lamb of God, the brokenness of the heart of the eternal God who has created all things for his good pleasure, and we have snatched out of his hands for our good pleasure. And we want to take pleasure in everything. And this goes, that's more than perversion. There's more than sexual immorality that God is concerned about. God is concerned about the heart of men, that there's no love amongst us anymore. There's none that fear God anymore. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But when the fear of the Lord, which is the first form of knowledge, according to Proverbs, the fear of the Lord is the first form of knowledge. And when that fear is removed and we don't fear God anymore, that death can come, we can kill children, we can kill babies, we can do all of these things that we do, and there's no fear of God by not even acknowledging of God. Hallelujah. We go into court and say, the law says you're not supposed to do this, and so you get 20 years. How about the law of God that says, thou shalt not kill? The law of God has to come into perspective. Hallelujah. That this land that we live in was built on those godly principles, and now those principles have been removed. What is God supposed to do? How is God supposed to respond when the blood is crying from the ground like Abel's blood when Cain slew him? What is God supposed to do when government don't care, legislation doesn't care, when the church don't care? What is God supposed to do? Nothing but put on his war clothes. And brothers and sisters, there's going to be a cry, and there's going to be great death, and there's going to be destruction. People are coming, going to fall on their knees and recognize out of heaven. And you hearing my voice or not hearing my voice is not going to stop it. You receiving or not receiving what I'm saying is not going to stop it. God has spoken. Hallelujah. And his words cannot be recanted. They cannot come in his mouth. All we can do is pray for mercy and grace now. Hallelujah. For his great mercy to be shown upon those that we love and those that we care for. And pray that God moves on our behalf to spare many. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It is coming, people of God. Hallelujah. As an apostolic prophet of God in the office, I tell you now, it's coming. Praise the Lamb of God. And while I lay down last night, God told me it's coming quicker than even I think. I call you into remembrance. Praise the Lamb of God. Do you think this is an assignment I want to publish this? I promise you it's not. I would rather publish some good posts that will allow you to just jump and shout about what God is going to do. Praise the Lamb of God. But this is God's way. Praise the Lamb. Not Shakespeare's. It's God's way. But do I stand with God? Yes, I do. As heavy as my heart is, I hear my mother sitting at her table in Chicago years ago when I was a little boy and things used to happen, and they used to come give her the report. She would drop her head in her hand and cry, "Ride on, King Jesus." That's what she would cry, and that's my cry. Until they enthrone you afresh, until they bow before you afresh, until they call on your name afresh, and stop putting his name in every movie we see, and we're even numb to it, the way that they pollute the name of Jesus Christ in movies and what have you, and you all know what I'm talking about. How they use his name in vain over and over and over again, making him less than the Son of God that he is. He is the Son of God that suffered and died for humanity. And we dare spit in his face and crucify him afresh over and over and over again and think there is no retaliation from heaven. We dare take his word and bend it to fit us, break it to fit us, manipulate the word to fit us, and to fit our sins and our immoralities, to wrap it around us, to cause his word to be powerless. You show me what God can't break, you show me what he can't change, and I'll show you a liar. Show me a person he can't change, I'll show you a liar. I'll show you a heart that don't want to be changed. Our God is a consuming fire. He will be served, but he won't be made a mockery. He is a man of war, and the Lord God is his name. Prepare your houses, prepare your children, prepare your loved ones. But he has promised, people of God, this he has promised. For all of those of us, praise the Lamb of God, who love him and love his name, hallelujah, he has promised his covering. He has promised protection. He has promised that the transfer of the wealth is coming to us. He has promised this. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So know that if your heart is in the hand of God, hallelujah, know that you're covered. Praise the Lamb. But some that we love will fall because they're hypocrites. Some that you admire will fall because their heart is not right and their time has come. And God has spared them. Understand and know, praise the Lamb of God, that the Lord has spoken these things. And they must swiftly come to pass. Hallelujah. That men may know that there is a God in the heavens. That men may know that there is a God in the heavens. Praise the Lamb of God. That government might know there's a God in the heavens. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness gracious. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. I need another intercessor. Hallelujah. Is there another intercessor? I need you to pray today. Praise the Lamb of God. Where's my intercessors? Push one on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I need an intercessor to come and pray the blood covering over our children. Prophet Daryl, you
That's
with
up,
me, sir?
I'm still. Yes.
Hallelujah. Man of God, what are you hearing in the spirit? Prophet Daryl, you know, I want you to know this, that I admire the anointing that is on your life. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I trust it. So I'm asking you, man of God, what are you hearing? What are you sensing and feeling in the spirit realm right now?
I just heard the Spirit of the Lord talk to Satan. And he told Satan, Satan, see what you have done.
My God.
And the Lord said he has dispatched legions, angels. He is dispatching the angelical host to fight at our defense in the spirit realm. And he's going to allow the people to have another chance. another chance to get things in order. He is going to touch. He said this is the season that he's getting ready to talk to the leaders. And if the leaders don't obey, judgment is going to begin.
My God. My God, my God.
Yeah. To stay in these churches and don't go out and gather my sheep, I'm setting judgment off on the house.
My God in heaven. Man of God, I felt the Lord when you spoke that. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Hey, it'll be old Cedar.
Do you?
My prayer is that the leaders will hear the voice of God.
Yes, Lord.
Not only hear it, but obey the voice of God. So said the Spirit of God. They are hindering my Joshua generation.
Hallelujah.
They are crippling my land.
Yes.
They are crippling my sheep. I heard him say, "Whoa, Apostle." He said, "A whoa." He said, "A whoa."
My God, my God. Hallelujah.
Woo.
Woo. The Lord said he swear by his holiness. Tell my people, saith the Lord, that they will see my glory.
Yes.
Saith the Lamb of God. Tell my people. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. They will see my glory. Cover the earth, saith the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I give you praise today, Father. Glory to your holy name. Thank you for the words of Prophet Sanders. Thank you, Father. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Let your glory permeate. Let your glory cover the earth like the waters do the seas, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Cover your children, Father, and bless us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let me see. Praise God. We got some intercessors in queue. Hallelujah. Bertha Pruitt. Hello? Bertha,
you there? Hi, how you doing, Prophet?
I'm fine, and you? How are you doing today?
I'm blessed, but I've had a very heavy spirit since Tuesday night, and I've just been in the place of God, asking him for revelation of what he has shown me. I don't even know if I mentioned it to you. I can't even remember. But as I set the service on Tuesday night, and I was...
You're breaking up real bad. I think you've dropped. All right, we'll get Bertha back as her phone comes back in. Praise the Lamb of God. Margie, is this you?
Yes, sir, it's me.
How are you doing, Margie? Praise the Lamb of God. You ready to lead us in prayer, or you got something to share with us?
I have something to share, and then I'll lead us in prayer.
All right.
As you were speaking and talking, I had been up early this morning, and I saw all the death that was going on in Egypt. But God turned my eyes back to America. And in the different cities, he showed me that there are senseless killings and shootings. And he brought to my attention there was one that happened this week. the young man, 24, shot his 24-year-old girlfriend, living girlfriend, in the back, killing her, and then he just rolled on the ground crying and hollering as if he had lost his mind. And it was a rage, and that's what's happening. But as I was praying this morning, Prophet, God allowed me to see that the baby boomers, we did not know him fully. And because we did not know him fully, we have to repent for not teaching our children how to access the real God. They have a perverted look at God, and it's all about things. What can I get? What can I do? I heard you tell the young man that he cannot manipulate God. And I was looking at the young people that I see around us.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had a prayer meeting on last Friday, and it was announced in the church, and it was on the screen, but they didn't see it because the people in my house didn't come, but people from other houses, other intercessors came,
mm-hmm.
and so they were saying, "Oh, I didn't know." I said, "Well, it was on the screen. What didn't you know?" "Well, yeah, but I didn't think. You know, we're running away from prayer.
They're running away from it. People don't want to pray."
And
I know that.
And that is breaking God's heart, because he said in 2 Chronicles, the 6th chapter, and when Solomon was dedicating, and he come back and say, if the people that pray in my house pray at this altar, come, or if you pray toward this house, what he's saying, pray toward the house that he built for worship. They're not gathering to pray. They want to pray only when they need something, and that's America's downfall. All across the land, all across the land, 9/11, when he told me, he said, "I'm bringing them to their knees." The Twin Towers was like bringing America to her knees. We prayed for a little while, and once they found ways to get the money to rebuild and to do all those things, people in the churches stopped praying. Katrina, for us in the South, it was like something we had never, never, never seen. We prayed until we started rebuilding our stuff.
Mm.
We didn't rebuild God's stuff. We started rebuilding our stuff. And
yeah.
God, about my churches, what about my... We should have been building stronger prayer towers. Stronger.
Yeah, I remember, Margie, when the Katrina happened, I flew in, Bishop Murphy, about six of us flew in. And Bishop Morton's church, the downtown location, was still available for usage. And we flew in, and it was like the spirit of death was everywhere, like nothing I had never seen in my life. As the airplane pilot started crying as he was landing the plane, talking to us, because he was from New Orleans. And when we went to Bishop Morton's church for that prayer meeting, it was jam-packed. People came from everywhere to pray that was still there in the New Orleans area. And now I guarantee you, if you called a prayer meeting, the church would be almost empty. We must understand that God, in his consistency of love to us, deserves a consistency of praise, a consistency of worship, a consistency in prayer, that we set our face to him. Those of old set their faces four times a day to the Lord. Men and women of God throughout scriptures, at every watch they set their face towards the Lord. We are the most neglectful generation of prayers that there have ever been. And that's why the intercessory prayer ministries are rising up, praise the Lamb of God, because prayer is being taken out. Even at conferences and stuff that I attend, I notice when we put intercessory prayer on the agenda of the various areas of ministry, they want to give prayer 2 minutes.
Yes.
2 minutes for prayer, 2 minutes for prayer, or 5 minutes for prayer, and then all the rest of the time for entertainment. The band gets time. The praise leaders get 15 minutes. The soloists get 15 minutes, this, that, and another. But prayer is given the less time. But prayer is mentioned more in Scripture than any other spiritual component there is. Prayer is mentioned. Praise the Lamb of God. And until we come back and reclaim the house of God as the house of prayer for all nations, praise the Lamb of God. Till the house of God become the house of prayer. The house of prayer. The house of prayer. Not the house of preaching. The house of prayer. Preaching is fine. Preaching does what it does. But the house of prayer. Prayer for preaching. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Everything must be done by prayer.
Yes, Lord.
And we have robbed the house of God of prayer, and we have made it den of thieves. We have taken prayer, because when you pray, and what you're doing is exciting and inviting God in, and his spirit, his direction, and his control. Praise the Lamb of God. When you eliminate prayer, then you're walking in the flesh to do it your way.
Yes. Yes.
And that's what we want to do. We want to do it our way, because God will change the agenda. God will change the program.
Yes,
somebody ain't going to be able to sing their solo if you let the Spirit of God have free course. Somebody's going to be canceled out of the program. Praise the Lamb of God, that we just sit down and put together, well, let's on, and then let so-and-so do an A and B, yeah, and let's do this and let's do that. And nobody has prayed and said, Lord, what will you have us to do? How will you have us to do it? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Come on, pray for us, Margie. Hallelujah. We need prayer, and we need it now.
Yes, we need you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
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 Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Repenting of the prayer that sits in the heart of your people, where you said, if we call on your name, if we call on the name of Jesus and come before you with our hearts surrendered, Father God, you said you would hear from heaven, and you would begin to heal our land. But you said we must come with a humbled heart. Oh, God, I pray now, and I plead the blood of Jesus over the hearts of your people. I'm covering children now, because the children are turning, but the word said if sons would turn against fathers and daughters against mothers, and that is happening now, Father God. For we have women that are afraid of their children. They're allowing them to do just anything, call them any name, and then they go to the schools and they tear the teachers up because the parents allow it, and the parents come to ask the teachers. We have teachers leaving schools because they can't deal with elementary
Great
children,
job.
Father God. Oh,
hallelujah.
God.
Talk
you
to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Teach them.
Hallelujah, Father.
God, kingdom citizens. Oh, we're repenting in the mighty name of Jesus. Over the homes, Lord God, where there's no prayer in the homes, there's no teaching of the word in the homes, and, oh, Heavenly Father, we are repenting. We're repenting as a body of Christ.
Look today, Father. Have mercy on us.
To go out and to touch and to tell them about Jesus. Let our lifestyle show them who Jesus is. Some may not come into a church building, but you said we can pray for them. And so right now we're praying for your children, Lord, whatever the age is, because when they don't know you, they can't be called sons and daughters because they're not living the life you've asked them to live. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that the eyes would be opened and the understanding, that they would get the wisdom and the knowledge to just fall on their face and say, Lord, forgive me. And you said you will, because your mercy endures forever. Oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that you touch the tongues of the leaders, and that in their churches and in their evangelism teams, when they go out, it is true evangelism, not just a form to come back and give numbers in the church of the people they've talked to, but who have you really touched in the name of Jesus. Praying for revival of the heart of man. We're praying for Save your desire. Not that we talk to them, but that we show them who Jesus is. To change the world. Let our lives become more proud. We're binding up that perverted lifestyle. We're going to pray in the house of God in a form and fashion and be in the nightclub and in the little drug places and all of this, drinking our stuff, coming into church and pretending we're okay. It's a false abomination. It's a false abomination. And it's souls of right in the being lost. Oh, God, we're repenting because we haven't given.
No.
Told them, John the Baptist said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. My Lord, you said no man knows the hour, nor the time, nor the day. So we must be always ready to be received of God and receive the Holy Spirit. So I pray now that a Damascus Road experience happens for those that are so far from you. Knock them off their high horses, Lord God. Align them, and when you send a prophet to speak to and a prophet to teach him, that their ears would be open, and that he would pray and they could hear. And they could hear. Oh, Father, touch our hearts, touch our souls, and let all who speak your word speak it with power. Dunamis power. Ezusia power. The authority to break up the fallow ground of the hearts of man so that repentance would be the bread that caused us to feed our spirit man. And he would from our wicked ways and follow after Jesus. God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you for the blood. You paid the price. And if we just call on your name, you will replenish the souls of man. So I'm calling in
thank
the name
you.
Of Jesus. I'm calling and thanking you for the blood. I'm thanking you, Jesus, that you are after the souls and you're saying, Father, I prayed for this. I died for this. I will go and search out everyone that calls my name and please the blood of Jesus. I will intervene. And I thank you that we're going to be fishers of men, fishing them in. We're not going to let the souls be lost in this name. We thank you, Lord, for hearing these. We love you. We honor you, Father.
Honor you, God.
You are a merciful Father, but you will not wink at our sin. You will not wink at it, and so we're saying, Father, cause us. Stand your word. We can't plan sin and then say, I'll repent later. It won't. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you for this hour of prayer and the word that is quickening the hearts of those listening. For Prophet, I thank you. Prophet Darrell, thank you. I thank you for opening our eyes and letting us know that the time is near. And you're like John the Baptist right now, crying in the wilderness. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand.
Hallelujah. Thank you. We bless you.
Amen.
We bless you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Margie. Praise the Lamb down in the bayou from the Beacon Light Church where my brother Andrews is there, Bishop Andrews. Hallelujah. Praise God. Bertha, you back with me?
Yes, Prophet. I'm back. But I didn't even see your prophecy until this morning. And it what Prophet Darrell prophesied is just confirmation, as I was saying. It's what the Lord showed me on Tuesday night, that he is releasing the hornet upon the earth. And I just in meditation this week with the Lord, and a weeping spirit had just come over me. And I just been weeping for the land. And the Lord brought Deuteronomy 7 and 20, 2 Timothy 3 and 8, and 1 Timothy 5 and 13. And, oh, my God, the things that are under this hornet, terror and destruction, it'll just make your whole body just weep.
Yes.
God is not playing. God is tired. of the body of Christ being out of order and not submitting to his will, and his judgment is upon the house.
My
and
God,
the house is right, or destruction is coming upon the house of God. And it's to prayer. It's going to take prayer, as you kind of were saying. Prayer is what it's going to take, a revival of prayer to restore and rebuild not only the body of Christ, but the land. Sin has come full-blown in the body of Christ and in the land. That's why destruction is upon the land.
My God, my God. You're right. But, you know, and Bertha, I hear you, and I agree with you 1,000%. Praise the Lamb of God. And just I just want to add, you know, as me and Prophet Daryl Saunders has been talking and sharing and all of those else, Denise has came on with a powerful point that she has made, and Margie and Sylvia has come on, praise the Lamb of God. But we have to remember, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that when the revival of prayer comes, it brings us to a place of repentance. And I thank, praise the Lamb of God, in this season that the people of God are really not wholeheartedly understanding repentance and the turning away, praise the Lamb of God, that has to come willfully of their own from the things that are not godly. And this is a place that we have been manipulated in, because people can just get up and pray, and that makes us think that they're, you know, in sync, when their heart is really not, praise the Lamb of God, because they have not repented. And I say that because here of late I have witnessed to so many people, that thought they were in the family of God or saved or what have you, and the element of repentance was missing. This is the one element that was missing, praise the Lamb of God, out of confession, is that they had never repented. And once repentance is explained to them, they never understood it. They never understood what true repentance is. When a person truly repents in their heart and turns to God, the whole salvific process, praise the Lamb of God, comes into play, and you see a brand new person. That's why we all are here, because, praise the Lamb of God, that process has happened to us. And we have repented in our hearts and repented, praise the Lamb of God, in our lives and our lifestyles. And that the world has to offer us, we don't want no more. It's a disdain in our, you know, distasteful in our mouth. We don't want that no more. We want what God wants for us. We want to be where God wants us to be. And we want the mind of God and the will of God to prevail in our lives. This is the same thing that has to happen in America, you know, from our church to the White House to your house to my house. This has to happen, Lamb of God, so that the process of salvation, God just don't want people just like some idiot God, praise the Lamb of God, that wants somebody just to bow down to him. That's not what God wants. God wants the whole package. It's one thing to bow down to God. It's another thing to submit. Anybody can bow down when a man walk in. Anybody can stand up like they're reverencing him, standing there looking at him, walking, and in their heart they're cursing him. Praise the Lamb of God. God wants the heart of man, praise the Lamb of God, that heart is in whole submission to the will and the way of God, whether he's standing up, laying down, doing a somersault, laying on the beach. That heart belongs to God. That's what God wants. Praise the Lamb of God. And we cannot mistake it this go round. Hallelujah. Because too many of us walked the aisles, Bertha, gave preachers a hand, grabbed robes, got in uniforms, and never repented.
That's right.
We joined church and we didn't join Christ.
That's right.
It's time for the real saints to arise. Hallelujah.
That's yes, right.
And it's
That's
going
Lord.
To take our intercession, as Denise so well put it, it's going to take our intercession to bring
That's
this train back on the right track. Praise the Lamb of
That's
God. Right. It's going to take us. Hallelujah. Prophet Darrell said it so well. Praise the Lamb of God in his commentary a little while ago before you came on, I believe. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, what a wonderful a way he put it. Praise the Lamb of God as the Lord was revealing to him, hallelujah, that people, praise the Lamb of God, need to change, praise the Lamb of God, in so many words, from the inside out, praise God. Hallelujah.
Right.
And stop trying to look the part, praise the Lamb of God, and act the part. They really not, and they know it. But they still
That's
doing
right.
the same things, praise the Lamb of God, even when they leave the church. And this has to stop. Our homes must be godly. Our dwelling places must be godly. I'm telling people, God, it's time for change. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Time for change. It's time for change. Praise the Lamb of God. And those that don't want to change is going to be caught. Hallelujah. Don't be caught. Right? Yes.
I heard the Spirit of the Lord just say that the men and women of God have not given the people the chance to get saved. They continue to where they're going if they don't get right or talking about their sins. But tell them, explain to them how important they is to the kingdom. Stop telling them that they're going to hell, which hell is not their destined place, but if they turn to me, they're going to come back to where they belong, a rightful place.
Truly.
Tell them before they can even catch them up. My Lord.
Hallelujah.
He said, let me work. Let me work in them. He said, I tell you to teach and tell them, let me do the judging. Let me do the cleaning up. Let me do the washing. My son came with the shedding of the blood for the remission of their sins. He said, let me blood wash them. You just teach the word.
Glory to Jesus. My God. My God, that's the whole nut, that's the whole package right there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If we teach them properly, they will be converted. They will come to the place, hallelujah, of change. The Holy Spirit will do the process, praise the Lamb of God, of salvation, and they will receive the love and the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And that's what makes the different people of God. When the love of God is so in you, the Spirit of God is so in you, there's just some things you cannot do. There's just some boundaries you will not cross. Praise the Lamb.
That's
there's
right.
some things that you just stop and say, you know what? I can't do this. Praise the Lamb of God. This is against the God that lives in me. Praise the Lamb of God. When your body becomes the temple, Margie, when your body becomes the temple of God, it will become the house of prayer. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
If my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, then my body should be the house of prayer. Praise the Lamb
yes,
of God. Hallelujah. And you can't put it no plainer than that. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness gracious, people of God. If we could really get our churches and our leaders' eyes open to really see, it's just going to have to take a crying out, praise the Lamb of God. And I know my assignment. I know what I got to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you all just pray for me this season that I just, you know, will willfully just do what God would have me to do. Praise the Lamb of God to really cry out and to speak to my brethren. Yeah. Even
yes.
as I did, I went to Chicago this past weekend and met with the few of them that came to the luncheon. I just went on and told them, you know, God is tired of the way you have in church. And I told them, God is tired of the way that we are doing things and we're holding his people back from doing what he wants them to do. And we got to break this up. And some of us have been so, as leaders, have been so under the guise of doing things, the monkey see, monkey do syndrome. We have been under it so long until we can't even conceive another way.
Amen.
Than allowing the theater church to continue. Come in and get entertained. Wave your hands at us that's on the stage and go out the same way you came in. Until that changes, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And to the people in the audience of our churches, our congregations, engage God, engage the Holy Spirit, and walk out of those doors empowered, praise the Lamb of God, to save the lost. Hallelujah. To witness, to lay hands, to cast out demons. Praise the Lamb of God. We have missed the mark. We have missed the mark. Praise God. Hallelujah. People of God, this show here, I don't know. My God in heaven, woo! What an awesome, awesome, awesome show. Praise the Lamb of God. It has been Bertha. Praise the Lamb of God. Right in what you are speaking on with the churches and things of that nature. Praise the Lamb of God. Right where you are speaking. Praise the Lamb of God. About these things that God is showing you. Come on, lead us to the throne. Praise the Lamb. We got a good 10-13 minutes here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You'll be our last prayer today. Take us before the throne of God once again. We're there. Just praise the Lamb of God. Let's petition his heart again. Praise the Lamb on behalf of the churches. Praise the Lamb of God and the people of God that the revival comes. In Jesus' name.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come now lifting up the body of Christ. Your fivefold ministry, Father God.
Thank you, Father.
You ordained them, O God. You charged them and you gave them a mandate to teach your people to be in season, out of season. Whether they want to teach it or whether they don't want to teach it. Whether the believers hear it or not hear it. God, you said to teach your word. And we ask you now to bring them back to the true teaching of holiness, God. Teach your people how to live holy. Teach us how to walk holy. Teach us how to access you through the scriptures, oh God. Teach us how to access you through prayer as we pray back your word to you. Father God, many don't even know how to pray. But God, we ask it now in the name of Jesus. Let prayer come forth, oh God. Send the laborers out, oh God, to teach your people how to pray. Pray the word back to you so that they can reach your heart, oh God. Because, oh God, it is your word that touches your heart. Father God, we ask you now in the name of Jesus, send repentance upon the leaders and the body of Christ. Father God, let them repent of the wrong, evil, wicked, and rough ways, oh God, for misleading your people, for misteaching your people, for teaching wrong doctrine,
changes around us, oh God. Guide our minds, oh God. Our eyes, our ears, and our hearts most of all. Guide our feet and order them in your word daily. Let your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. God, as we go on this prayerful journey, walk with us, oh God. We can't make it without you. We call on you and we cry out for your help, oh God. We lift our eyes unto the hills when we come into all of our help. Our help comes from you. And, oh God, we'll be so ever grateful and mindful to give you all of the glory that you are worthier than deserve. In the blessed name of Jesus Christ, the God of all gods. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, let me encourage you, praise the Lamb of God, in your area where you are, praise the Lamb of God, to first of all, make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that prayer is happening in your home with you and your family, to make sure that is going on with you. Praise the Lamb of God. I encourage you to do is make sure you have you a prayer partner. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. To find someone who is sincere about praying, who is sincere about living for the Lord. Hallelujah. To help you, praise the Lamb of God, to strengthen you. That's one thing a lot of the men and women of God don't have in this season is a prayer partner. You need someone, praise the Lamb of God, who will pray with you, who will pray for you, who you can call on, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to stand in the gap for you. This is vital, people of God, praise the Lamb of God. You need that prayer person in your life, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. The next thing you need, praise the Lamb of God, is a covering, a prophetic covering, to make sure, praise the Lamb of God, you are tied to, praise the Lamb of God, an apostolic voice, a prophetic voice, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, which should be the head of the ministry, praise the Lamb of God, where you attend, praise the Lord, or praise the Lamb of God, that you have someone, praise the Lamb of God, such as myself, praise the Lamb, who covers you, who accepts you as their member, praise the Lamb of God, and know, praise the Lamb of God, that prayer life, praise, is covered by this person, and this person is praying for you, praise the Lamb of God, interceding for you, and is able to speak into your life, praise the Lamb of God, at times when you need directives from God, and as well as, praise the Lamb, to discipline, correct, and instruct you, praise the Lamb of God, through the Word of God, and by the prophetic unction of the Lord that's in and upon them. Praise the Lord. Last but must be first. Excuse me. Is that our lives are sanctified. Praise the Lamb. That our lives are sanctified. That we're living. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. As best we can, people of God, according to the Word of God, according to the will of God. Hallelujah. Let us not forget, praise the Lamb of God, those of you who have not as of yet registered for the conference on November 6th, 7th, and 8th there in Chicago, Illinois, please do so, praise the Lamb of God. Make sure you have your rooms. Make sure, praise the Lamb of God, you book your room that you have that first night, praise the Lamb of God, covered on a debit card or a credit card so that you know that your lodging, praise the Lamb of God, is taken care of. I want you right there in the DoubleTree Hotel with us in Oak Brook, Illinois. All the information is on our website, psmintl.org, psmintl.org. You can go to our website and gather that information. I want to see you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you, there in the house, praise the Lamb of God, in November. And that's it's really right around the corner now, praise the Lamb of God. So we must press our way, people of God, to getting things in order. Hallelujah. Those of you who have been saving your money all year, praise the Lamb of God, putting that money away in your cans and what have you, praise the Lamb of God, so that you'll be ready for this time. I encourage you to continue to do so. Those of you who are like purchase our books and our material. You can find that also at psmintl.org. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I love you all. Praise the Lamb. I really do. And I thank God for each of you here at PSM. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And whatever you do donation-wise, praise God, it is appreciated to help us, praise the Lamb of God, to do what the Lord would have us to do. There's a lot of publishing that has to come down the pipeline. I'm asking for your support. Praise the Lamb of God. A lot of writing that I still that I must do and engage in, praise the Lamb of God, as it relates to these end times and what God is doing in our world and how we need to position ourselves and the churches, praise the Lamb, so that God can bless us as well as, praise God, we can be a blessing to others by doing what God has asked us to do. Those two work hand in hand, and a lot of people don't know that, praise God. You being blessed and you being a blessing, I will bless you, and you shall be a blessing. Praise the Lamb of God. It's the way God desires us to walk in this season. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, it's been rich. Prophet Darrell, is there anything else you want to tell us today? Praise God. We have 4 minutes here. Praise the Lamb. It's been a wonderful, wonderful day today. Boy, oh boy.
I just thank God for you, Papa. I thank God for PSM. I just thank God for me and you. I thank God for you will allow me to be with you and work with you and stand with you and to just be one of your brothers in the gospel, son of God, whatever you wanted to call to be. I just thank God for allowing me to be with you, and I thank God for your prayers and your prophetic word. I just thank God for you, Apostle, and I just want to tell you to be encouraged and that I love you all for real, and I love you for real, Apostle.
Bless you, man of God, and I love you too for real on the real. Praise the Lord. Don't forget tonight at 10 o'clock is our prayer call. Praise the Lamb of God. Those of you, you know our Facebook page. Praise the Lamb of God has that information on it that you can be a part of our prayer call. Praise the Lamb of God tonight at 10 o'clock p.m. All of you are welcome to join us as we intercede tonight. Praise the Lamb of God on a live prayer call. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I wish that poster was up. I know. Denise had posted it, praise the Lamb of God, on, I believe, yesterday. Hallelujah. I'm trying to scroll down to it here on Facebook so that I could give you those numbers. Praise God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Nope, I don't see it yet. Come on up. Come on up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I know you can get it on the page. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Where? Oh, my.
218. The number is 218-632-0550, access code 626522.
All right, give it one more time. Praise the Lord. Give it one more time to a prophet.
218-632-0550, access code 626522.
All right, praise the Lamb of God. You have the number. Praise the Lamb of God. That's 10 o'clock Eastern time. 10 o'clock Eastern time. You can come on the air. Come on the airways. Your telephone, dial in. Praise the Lamb of God and be a part of our live every Friday night at 10 o'clock p.m. And we only on for about 30 to 40 minutes, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. We have our prayers lined up and what have you. So come join us tonight, praise the Lamb of God, and be with us. I love you. I bless you. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm excited about your future. And I hope and pray that something was said and done today, praise the Lamb, that will encourage you to be all you can be for the glory of God. I love you. Prophet Darrell loves you. Hallelujah. PSM loves you. We're excited about your future. Be blessed. I'll talk to you guys Tuesday. I bless you.